This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken notes the truce did not address any of the conflict's underlying issues. At his first stop, a meeting with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, Blinken said preventing more violence means using the ceasefire to tackle things like Gaza's grave humanitarian situation.
The United States will work to rally international support around that effort while also making our own significant contributions.
And making sure the aid does not benefit Gaza's Hamas rulers. Netanyahu barely mentioned the Palestinians in his own remarks, while warning of a very powerful response if Hamas breaks the ceasefire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Activists and family members of victims rallied outside the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul yesterday, calling for legislation that holds authorities accountable in the future and reopens police abuse cases from the past. Toshira Garraway is from the group of Families Supporting Families Against Police Violence.
A year later, we are still pleading and begging for laws to change. This is the truth of what's going on in Minnesota. There's a body in Minnesota.
Following the speeches, dozens of protesters led by a group of Native American dancers began a march around the Capitol grounds and streets in the area. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating low-lying areas of two Indian states to escape a strong cyclone barreling toward the eastern coast. Cyclone Yaas is expected to make landfall sometime tomorrow. This is VOA News. Belarus opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said today that it is clear that Roman Protasevich, the journalist arrested on Sunday after the passenger jet he was traveling on was forced to land in Minsk, has been beaten into detention. Protasevich appeared in a video posted online on Monday, apparently filmed by a Belarusian security service. He confessed to organizing anti-government protests. His supporters say his marks on his face show that he has been beaten. The incident has been described as a state-sponsored hijacking by Western leaders, and many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra on Tuesday called on the World Health Organization to conduct a second, more fully transparent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The WHO issued a joint statement with Chinese scientists in March after the agency led a four-week mission to the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the first cases of the coronavirus emerged in December of 2019. But the U.S. and other nations raised concerns about the way the mission was carried out and the lack of cooperation from China. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also agreed that further studies were needed into the virus's origins. A delegation from the Regional Economic Community of West African States is headed to Mali today, a day after the West African nation's military detained the president and prime minister. A joint statement issued today by that regional bloc, the United Nations, African Union, and other international bodies called for a release of President Ba Ndaw and Prime Minister Makhtar Aoune. You may call it ironic, but it is certainly an uplifting turn of events resulting from last week's violence in Israel and Gaza. A Jewish man killed during violent clashes in Lod has given new life to an Arab woman long in need of a kidney transplant. 56-year-old Yigal Yehoshua died last Monday after being pelted with rocks and violence between Arabs and Jews in the mixed Israeli city. But after days and nights of war and ugliness, there was a rare moment of hope when 58-year-old Rhonda Awais, a mother of six, received one of Yehoshua's kidneys after a 10-year wait. He was registered as an organ donor, and medically the Jewish man and Arab woman were a match. She thanked him over and over. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.